Stevie.
Hi, Myra. Oh, come on in, my little cheese nip.
Stevie, did the Latin club steal your clothes again?
Oh, no, not this time. Well, I'm still searching for my new look. The perfect look for me.
Well, keep searching.
Well, what's the matter? Grunge look doesn't work for the Archman?
No, it doesn't reveal enough of your bodacious bod. You know how much I enjoy looking at your boom ba ba boom boom bun.
Myra, please, leave my boom ba ba boom booms out of this.
Come on, give Mama what she wants.
Boom ba ba boom boom.
Mamas.
Sorry, girl. I just wanted to check out myself from all angles. And that takes 5 mirrors.
Wow, those fake diamond earrings look terrific.
Thanks, but they're not fake, they're my mother's.
And she loaned them to you?
Well, she would have. If I had asked.
Uh-oh.
Well, she wasn't home, so I just pretended to ask her.
And then you just pretended that she said yes.
Pretend conversations always turn out good for me. Don't worry, I'll put them back before she even knows they're gone.
Let's go. Oh, listen. If you see any guys looking at me with that mean, dangerous stare.
Yeah.
Girl, point them out to me.
All right.
Today your birthday?
No. There was a blackout and I just decided to read by the light of a cupcake!
Gee, I'm sorry, Steve. But I had to work a double shift today and I guess I just forgot.
Yeah, so did the rest of the civilized world. Everybody forgot. Let's face it, Carl. I am not loved.
Oh, now that is not true. Steve, we all... Look. We all... love you.
But do you love me enough to stay up late with me and play Twister all night?
No way. But I'll tell you what I will do. This weekend, you and I will spend some time together.
You really mean it?
Sure. Just the two of us.
Well, Side by side? Together? Face to face? No walkie-talkies?
No walkie-talkies.
Pinky swear.
Pinky swear.
Well, come on. Wiggle it. Oh, Carl. You are the best big butt in the whole world.
Well.
Yeah, you go ahead and keep that one. I'll get a fresh one.
I still can't believe that Tommy Williams asked me out.
Well, there were only two women left at the club, and I already told him no.
Thanks a lot.
Girl, hey, what happened to your other earring?
Girl, don't even play, because if I lost my mother...
Oh, no.
My mother's earring, my mother's diamond earring is gone.
Nice knowing you.
Maybe somebody found it at the club.
Hey, maybe you lost it while you were doing this.
Maybe you lose it when I do this.
Yes, hi. This is Laura Winslow. Yeah, I know you're close, but did anyone happen to find a diamond earring there tonight?
What's he saying?
Well, he's still laughing.
What am I gonna do? That earring is worth $500.
Can you replace it before your mom finds out?
Yes. Yeah, I can just work overtime at Ferguson's until I save enough money to buy another one.
Cool. Problem solved.
Yeah. But in the meantime, I just gotta hope and pray my father doesn't take my mother anyplace fancy.
Knowing your father, you've got a good shot.
Hello, Winslow.
Oh, Commissioner Geis, what a surprise.
Hope you don't mind my dropping by unannounced.
Oh, no. Come on in.
Oh, thank you. Well, Winslow, I'll tell you one thing after looking around this house.
What's that, sir?
You are definitely not on the take. That's a joke, Winslow. Chill out.
Oh, and a good one, too, sir.
Winslow, have you ever been duck hunting?
No, sir, no.
Well,
no.
Me neither. But my son has just given me a commemorative shotgun to celebrate my 40 years on the force.
Well, congratulations, sir.
Well, I kind of like to break the gun in. I thought I'd take a little drive up to Lake Lenore, bag a few birds.
Oh, I'd love to, sir.
Well, good.
And I want to tell you that I am honored that you would choose me.
Oh, come on. You're fun to pal around with.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Besides, my car's in the shop.
Steve, what are you doing up?
Oh, I'm ready for Lake Lenore and a day of shooting ducks.
How did you find out I was going hunting?
Oh, you told Edo. And Edo and I have a standing arrangement. I pay him $10 a month to keep me informed about what you're doing.
That's terrible.
Well, you think that's bad? I give him $15 a month for Laura. Gouger.
Well, I'm sorry, Steve, but you just cannot come along today. It's just going to be me and my boss.
But it's the weekend, and you promised we could hang out together.
Well, I know, but we're just going to have to hang out next weekend.
But, Carl, I've been waiting all week for this. I have my little Urkel heart set on it. I even bought gobs of film.
Well, look, Steve, I am very, very sorry, but you just cannot come along today.
I see. Apparently your promises are like a cheap, flimsy bra on Myra. It's a nice thought, but it just doesn't hold up.
Okay, Steve. You can go.
Yes! Thanks, big guy.
But you know, it gets pretty cold up at Lake Lenore. So you better get a sweater.
Good idea. One sweater coming right up.
I gotta tell you, that is one beautiful shotgun your son gave you.
Oh, thank you, Winslow. You can see here, this is a special edition, limited John Wayne model.
Well, your son has excellent taste, Pilgrim.
Huh?
It's a joke, Commissioner.
Oh. Next time, warn me, will you?
Well, the ducks should be showing up any minute now.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I think I see something.
What?
Look out, big guy!
Steve!
Ooh. Chili! Listen, Carl, you better get yourself a new rearview mirror. Behind you for miles, and you never saw me once.
Who is that?
His name is Steve Urkel, sir. He's a friend of mine.
Oh. Are you getting in here?
Get in the boat. Come on, get in the boat. Put you get in the boat.
Get up. Come down here. Here we go. Okay, in the boat.
Anybody else want to dump their hat?
I can't believe this. We have not seen one duck.
Well, maybe they're not flying south this winter. Maybe they're taking the train.
That's a joke, Winslow. The train! I tell you, I'm crying here. Honey.
How do I look?
Ooh,
be honest now.
You look great.
That's the kind of honesty I like.
Who's the occasion?
Well, Muriel at work is retiring and we're taking her out to lunch.
Come on, you hate Muriel.
I know. We're celebrating. Oh, I forgot my diamond earrings.
Oh. You don't want to wear those.
Why not?
Why not? I know why. Because, that outfit screams pearls.
I'd feel better than diamonds.
Mom! Muriel cannot afford diamond earrings. Do you really want to rub your wealth in her face like that?
Maybe you're right.
Oh, I know I'm right.
No, I feel better than my diamond
earrings. Don't you going into dangerous neighborhoods with those expensive earrings.
Laura, we're going to the Park Carlton. We're going to be in the Crystal Room.
Crystal Room. Oh, Ma. That place is loaded with gangbangers. Haven't you heard? They order escargot and then throw the empty shells at old people.
I've made up my mind. I'm wearing my diamond earrings.
Ma. I got something to tell you. I borrowed your earrings a few nights ago, and then I lost one of them.
This one?
Oh, my God.
The manager at the Sizzle Club called looking for you. Found your earring and was nice enough to return it.
What a relief.
Laura, if you wanted to borrow the earrings, why didn't you just ask?
Well, you weren't around. Then you might have said no. Mom, I'm sorry I lost your earring.
Laura, I'm not upset about these earrings. I'm upset that you kept it a secret.
I was just so embarrassed. I mean, it was so stupid. Like I was like 5 years old or something.
Honey, when you were 5 years old, you would tell me everything. You still can.
Thanks, Mom. No more secrets, okay?
No more secrets.
Wait a minute. Isn't that my watch?
Yeah, it looks good with this outfit, doesn't it?
Hey, is that a duck?
No, sir, it's an airplane.
Oh, gee, I was hoping it was a duck.
Oh, well, if it's ducks you want, I can get ducks. All I have to do is use my super duck hop.
What? Does that thing work?
You can a couple toots on this baby, and we'll be up to our locks and ducks.
You get one?
No, did you?
Nothing. His gun is crap. Hey, Steve, blow your duck horn again.
I will not! I, for one, am glad you didn't hit anything. I thought I could come out here with you guys and be an observer, but this is barbaric. This is too cruel.
Let's reload.
I can't just sit here while you maim and slaughter innocent little waterfowl.
Maim, slaughter, and bake in a preheated oven.
Sir, look.
Oh, it's all mine.
Wait, can you really do this? Look inside your heart and see if you possess the dark, evil ugliness it takes to end our life. Can you really do such a horrible thing, Commissioner?
Yep.
Sir, wait.
What?
Oh, my God, she's a mother.
Commissioner, if you kill her now, you'll be sentencing her young to certain doom. Do you want to have that on your conscience for the rest of your life? Do you want to hear their cute little cheeks in your dreams at night? Cheep, 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 cheep.
I guess not.
Just to be on the safe side, let's put away these guns.
Well, okay. Mine's empty anyway.
Commissioner?
Hey, now, wait a minute. You be real careful with this, huh?
Trust me. I know what I'm doing.